Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, why good help may be hard to find this summer for your small business, and one strategy some restaurants are using to attract more customers. Those stories after this.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
More teens than ever are choosing not to collect a paycheck during the summer. Could that make it tougher to find help at your small business? What's up here? A new survey finds the number of jobs that people ages 16 to 19 secured back in May, the start of the summer hiring surge, was just 156,000. Down 14% from last year, part of an ongoing pattern of decline. More from MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. Katie, explain the trend.
Part of it is that everyone's going to say, oh, teenagers, they're lazy. That's really not what's happening. A lot of them are doing internships or volunteer work, things that will help them get into college. There's just a lot more pressure on that front now for teenagers to have, you know, resume padding going on here. And so that is a huge driver of this trend. Plus, there's on the other hand, there's not a ton. I mean, there's not not a huge growth in these kinds of jobs. So sometimes there's not a lot of opportunity, but the real big reason here, the experts I talked to said, is that teens are just doing other things. They're, you know, educational programs, volunteering, things for college applications. That's just a much bigger contributor to this trend.
Yeah, I'm looking at your chart, and it shows a really steady decline. What's happening here?
Yeah, I mean, the findings are pretty shocking. Back in the 70s and 80s, more than half of teenagers worked summer jobs. Now, fewer than one in three do. And this summer in particular is shaping up to be one of the lowest summers for teen jobs ever. So we are seeing a huge trend towards teens just not getting a summer job. There's no more flipping burgers, waiting tables. They're doing other things with their summer.
We're speaking with MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. Her piece is called The Decline of Summer Jobs, most specifically for teens in that 16 to 19-year-old range. I must say, when I first saw the headline, I thought, ha, typical teenagers, lazy,
right.
Sitting on the couch playing video games,
eating chips.
But, you know, I think to be fair, too, is that I know somebody in your story said, you know, teens are choosing not to work, meaning collect a paycheck. But when you're doing some of this volunteer stuff or attending a summer school program, I mean, that's legwork.
Yeah. I mean, that is work, basically.
Yeah.
Those huge volunteer programs. If you're building houses in the summer heat in, you know, Ecuador, you're working.
Right.
But, you know, the experts I talked to said there might be really missing out on some valuable life skills. I mean, I don't know. I worked every summer. I kind of tend to agree with them by not doing paying work. You know, these jobs are not often the most glamorous, but they, because of that, they teach you grit. You got to show up on time. You have to be very accountable. When you're not working for pay, maybe you can flip a little on the hours and come in a little later. I mean, these are real skills that teenagers need. And some college admissions counselors are really starting to look at paid work with more of a favorable eye, because it really does give you real-world experience that they hope their graduates will have. So that's another thing to think about.
Thanks, Katie. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill in New York. Coming up next, how some restaurants are attracting more business. Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like being a top 10 pro-business state, or 2,000, the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years, and 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Well, here's a way to attract more locals to your fast food restaurant. Provide a little local culture. On regular Sunday evenings, bluegrass picker Rick Clevenger joins fiddlers, guitarists, and others to jam at the Hardee's in Clarksburg, West Virginia. The Wall Street Journal says musicians have been playing, eating, and making corny jokes there since 2012 after a McDonald's, their previous venue, rearranged its floor plan. Crooked Road, which is a nonprofit that promotes Appalachian music, says jam venues include a shopping mall, a courthouse, and a Dairy Queen. The Bluegrass Jam at the Dairy Queen in Rocky Mount, Virginia, has been going 20 years. It's become such an important part of the restaurant's identity that its owners remodeled the sound system so customers could hear the music better. At a typical jam, there's no set number of musicians. They play standard bluegrass instruments, guitar, banjo, bass, mandolin, and fiddle. Anybody can call a tune to play or join in when they feel like it. As one guy says, the music is like a fight. It can break out at any time. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I want to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can reach me by email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.